I'm Bethan from the Covey Army, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
Right, Jonah, let's talk about the third place side. And look, we had always had a sniff last season that Barry Town would do something special in their next season in the league, and perhaps that first season was a little bit too much for them. You've got to say, Barry Town back in Europe, that's an achievement.
If you'd have said that to Gav Chesterfield and all his players at the beginning of the season, like I said, through the season, they'd have snapped your hands off. Right, their transformation's been unbelievable. They, over the last six seasons, they come third division, second division, first division, Welsh League, first division, first season in last year, did well, and they're back in Europe. For Barry to be back in Europe in such a short space of time is nothing short of, you know, miraculous. And as everybody, we got to congratulate them on that.
And again, you talked earlier on about Kane McLagan. You could pick about three or four names, well, probably more out of that Barry Town side that have shone this year, can't you? Obviously, including the award-winning Motore.
Yeah, the award-winning Motore, the Young Player of the Year. I think we also got to not forget, and we should flag up a little bit more, most probably, that Macaulay South of Mayles made his debut for Fleetwood Town. And, you know, he's in there now. He's a professional. There's another one turned out by our league. So, you know, we hopefully go on to play excellently next year. For Fleetwood, maybe get another bigger rule move, and let's see him as an international. And let's get another international turned out from this league. That really would make, you know, positive news for this league. There'll definitely be a few more. But, yeah, South of Mayles, most probably the individual success story of the season. One of the individual success stories of the season, anyway. And he was flying, Mark, wasn't he, round about the Christmas time. And that, most probably, dented Barry. I don't think any of their fans will deny that. It dented their hopes of fulfilling the title race all the way. But Barry Town, third in the league, absolutely brilliant.
Moving on now to the fourth side, and this is where it gets interesting. Look, Carnarvon Town have achieved something that I don't think has been done in this league since it's been a Super 12 anyway. A team's come straight up and got fourth. You know, if I was to mark the season, surely you'd mark them 5 out of 5, wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely, mate. He's been tremendous early. He's come up, you know, his personality is magnificent. He obviously enthuses the Carnarvon fans, and they've just done brilliantly. I was lucky enough to have Alex Ramsey in the World Series alongside Danny Brookwell. They've done brilliantly for me, and there's a few more. Their players came really close to making the team. Nathan Craig's been a revelation this year. He's scoring goals from set plays and penalties, and just all over the field. The big man's had a good season as well, the centre-half, Gareth Edwards. So I just think they've had a fantastic season. Fourth in the Welsh Premier in your first season back in, and fourth, I say fourth with a future, because I think they're going to compete, and they've got every chance of being top six again next year.
So let's stir the pot then. Why wasn't Sean Eardley in the Manager of the Season award?
I think it was just most probably one of the hardest years. Very much one of the hardest years. Sean coming forth, like you said, you've got Christian Edwards got into Europe at the end and won the League Cup. Gavin Chesterfield come third and got into Europe. Morrison was running for everything. Guyan Brew, like we said. Scott Rusk with a double. Yeah, there's no reason why Sean, maybe they could have had five candidates, because, you know, he worked his socks off, he got him at the fourth spot, but there'll be plenty more good times, hopefully, for Sean ahead, where he may go out and win it outright. That's what his aim will be.
And we're not going to talk about new signings and who squads need to strengthen next season, bar Carnarvon, because I think they're pretty set. Where are they missing? I don't think they're missing anywhere, are they?
Well, you say they're set, but then you look at, take Nathan out of it. Like, Nathan scored, I think, 14 set plays, and then their strikers, their goal scorers were most probably, you know, where you regard as strikers, their top goals was about 6 or 7. So maybe, you know, they might be looking for a centre forward, or the likes of Breezy or Darren Thomas might weigh in next year with 15 to 20, and that could make all the difference for them. So maybe putting a ball in the back of the net a little bit more regular, one of their strikers, could make all the difference.